Last year's record drought, along with the extremely hot summer, made 2011 the driest year ever recorded. Texas water authorities at every level have been on alert. Even with recent rains, Texas reservoirs are extremely low. By November, almost 1,000 water supply systems across the state had imposed some form of restricted water use, and more than a dozen towns have been in danger of running out of water. The Texas Water Development Board says the grim reality is that in serious drought conditions, the state does not and will not have enough water. Hill Country Alliance team water leader and board member Milan Michalek says 16 regional planning groups have recommended more than 500 potentially feasible water management strategies.
The state water plan, as it's published as an integrated plan, is taken from these 16 regional water planning groups. Those particular groups develop strategies based on their needs for the future, and as they develop those strategies, develop and publish the physical, legal, and financial limitations to their plans.
The purpose of the 2012 plan is to make sure everyone has enough water in times of drought, but Michalek says there is not adequate funding to cover the management strategies and other water-related requirements.
For this particular five-year plan, or this culmination of 5 years' worth of regional water planning, into one water plan, the bill to secure water resources by the year 2060 is estimated to be somewhere in the range of $53 billion. Now, that's a huge factor for anybody to contemplate, but that's only a portion of a $231 billion bill that is due for the same time frame that also adds to wastewater treatment plants, flood control, treatment and distribution of water. So the whole package by 2060 will be estimated to be in the $231 billion range. Now, how can we possibly get enough money to pay for these, as well as have the political will to execute these programs? That's the big picture.
Sophisticated computer modeling that can simulate planetary patterns predicts that climate change for Texas means hotter, drier weather in the years to come. Population growth and the development that comes with it are compounding today's unmet water demand. Michalek says we can't wait for finances or rain to catch up.
That's a great observation, and that motivates me. There is plenty we can do, simply changing our habits for our landscapes. Make better use of hard material, pathways, mulches, native turfs, if we have to have turf at all. We can look inside the house, water-saving appliances. Most people know about those. But the biggest opportunity for us to do something individually and not have to wait for those rains and not have to wait for that government to step in to pay for things is rainwater harvesting. And I touched on outside the use in the landscape. Anybody that thinks they want to get interested in rainwater harvesting is well advised to start collecting a small amount of water for your landscape. From my experience, I started off with this single 60-gallon plastic barrel with a screw-on lid. You can buy these at several locations, at least in San Antonio. I'm not familiar with the Austin area, but these are food-grade barrels, and it's just a matter of collecting the first barrel of water, and then you'll be hooked. I went from a single barrel to two barrels on a well house to a dozen barrels around the house, and then I realized it would be cheaper to buy a bigger tank. So then I took a 1,500-gallon tank and hooked it up to a gazebo in the backyard, and that has met our water needs during the drought for the last 2 years.
The combination of rainwater harvesting and water conservation is a low-cost way to have water in the future. Land stewardship also plays an important role in protecting the water supply.
I have always appreciated the land, and more recently come to understand the value of land, because the first drop of rain that falls on that land is what ends up in any use of the water we have, whether it's our lakes, our streams, our rainwater harvesting systems. And respecting the land, taking advantage of the capability of the land to filter water, to slow its movement through the water cycle, is very, very important to the longevity of the Hill Country and the aquifers and streams and lakes.
Water conservation and land stewardship are essential for growing the water supply we will need for tomorrow and preserving all that we love about the Hill Country. It is, after all, the seeps and springs of the Trinity Aquifer that make possible the natural scenic beauty, the native wildlife, as well as the local historic and cultural heritage of this region possible. I'm Vicki Wolf for Hill Country Alliance.